мене не пити, як маленька була. А тепер я велика, треба мені чоловіка, ні старого, ні малого, козаченька мого того.
Гай, 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 зелененький, як козак мене любить, козак молоденький. Очі риносака, чорні брови козака, на те мати породила, що дівчина любила, а дівчина горниця, до козаки горниця, а козак як горил, як побачить, так і мир.
На горбочку сиджу та збираю вішні, треба мені чоловіка та під мої мислі, щоб горілки не пив, чутінню не нюхав, чужих жінок не любив, от на мене слухав.
Гай, 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 зелененький, як козак не любить, козак молоденький, очі ритоса та чорний пробив козака, на те мати породила, що дівчина любила, а дівчина горниця, до козаки горниця, а козак як горив, як побачить, так і мир.
Мати породила, що дівчина любила, а дівчина гордиться, до козаки гордиться, а козак як горив, як побачить, так і мир.
And that toe tapper on steroids was performed for you by Millennia from Edmonton. That is from their most recent CD, Bratia, which means brothers. And that tune was Oyupoli Ozerechko, A Little Lake in the Field. Ітікем веселим і жвавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great program lined up for you. Our usual guests are here. We've got Sylvia Molnar with a recipe and some interesting factoids about an ingredient that I'm going to let her tell you about it. And we've also got Keith coming by with news from Ukraine. He'll be talking about UEFA's complaints about price gouging of hotels coming up to Euro 2012, Japan and Ukraine signing a cooperation on nuclear disaster development, and bride selling, which is one of Ukraine's fastest growing industries. And we've also got Irena Bell with a Did You Know feature, Chisnala Vale, and she'll be talking about Twin Cities. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we started out with a toe tapper. We've got another one and a few more in the, coming up in the program. So don't put any those dancing boots anywhere far away. You're going to certainly need them. Get them strapped on now from Molodsi from Winnipeg from their brand new CD. Here they are with Oi Chorna, Yes Chorna, I Am a Dark-Eyed Beauty.
Oi чорна, ой, чорна, як циганка. Чим си полюбила, чим си полюбила, чорнявого Іванка. Чим си полюбила, чим си полюбила, чорнявого Іванка.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Весняний ранок, побачиш танці наших ніжних бойківчанок, та тільки в очі не дивись, бо закохаєшся колись, і сон спокійний пропаде вночі і в день. Та тільки в очі не дивись, бо закохаєшся колись, і сон спокійний пропаде вночі і в день. Моїх очей зоря ясна.
With warm muscles.
And from Ukraine, a very popular and prolific singer by the name of Oksana Bilozir, and that song was Chirivna Boykivchenka. Oh, pardon me, that was the name of the CD, Chirivna Boykivchenka, and the song itself was Boykivchenka, sort of a title track without the adjective there, which means charming girl from Boyko. And that's from a CD that was recorded back in 1999 and still has a very nice contemporary sound to it. Again, that was Oksana Bilozir. Coming up next, something a little bit different and also familiar sounding. You will recognize this as the opening theme, or the first part of it is the opening theme to Irina Bell's Did You Know feature. And the song, if you were wondering what it was, is Zhetomate, Rye Mother. Rye is in the grain. And that is performed by John Stetch, who is Canadian, and he's sort of a fusion artist now. He's in the jazz scene in the States. And this is from a CD called Kalameka Fantasy, and it is sort of a fusion of jazz and pop and Ukrainian folk. Here he is now with the full rendition of Zhito Mate.
Thank you. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Rhubarb is technically a vegetable. That's right, but most of us think of rhubarb as a fruit. It's easy to grow, and it will come back every year because it is a perennial. Try planting rhubarb in your backyard or community plot. There is a variety, apparently it's an heirloom variety, which has the similar flavor of red wine. The following recipe is for a delicious, fresh rhubarb cake. It's very easy to make and devour. That's if you like rhubarb and cake. You'll need the following ingredients. 1/2 cup butter, 3/4 cup packed brown sugar, 3/4 cup honey, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 2 cups flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon soda, 1 cup buttermilk, and 2 cups finely cut rhubarb. Cream the butter and beat in 3/4 cup of the brown sugar, honey, eggs, and vanilla. Sift flour, salt, and soda, and add alternately with the buttermilk. Fold in the rhubarb and pour into a buttered 9 by 13 inch baking pan. For the topping, mix 3/4 cup brown sugar with 1/4 cup nuts and 1 teaspoon cinnamon, and sprinkle over the cake batter. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 40 to 45 minutes or until done when tested. Frost as desired. I like a plain vanilla icing or a dollop of whipping cream or vanilla ice cream. Treat your taste buds. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was Tutti Tam from their self-titled third CD that was released in 2010. And Hey Ivana, Hey Johnny.
Up next is Irena Bell.
This is Irena Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the latest twin cities in Canada and Ukraine are the cities of Dauphin, Manitoba, and Kosiv, Ukraine? The official signing took place last October. Both cities, Dauphin, Manitoba, and Kosiv, Ukraine, have approximately 10,000 residents, and each is known as a tourist and cultural hub. Dauphin for the annual National Ukrainian Festival, and Kosiv for its renowned art market and folk craft school. Other Canadian cities twinned with Ukraine's are Winnipeg, twinned with Lviv, Saskatoon with Chernivtsi, Toronto with Kyiv, and Vancouver's sister city is Odessa.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irena Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Що краще он там тобі, ну звідки взявся безлюдність і моя нестямна душа. Краще нам їхати поїздом, краще на країну поїздом. Ти їдеш поїздом, їдеш назад, ти на краю. Я наївність і твоя невинна душа. Краще нам їхати поїздом, краще на захід поїздом.
band from Leeds, England. That was the Ukrainians from their third, I think, CD. They've got so many out, it's hard to keep track now. This one is called Kultura, and it was released in the early to mid-1990s, 94, 95, around there. It got a fair bit of airplay on Nash Holos back in the original incarnation of the show from 1990 to 96. The Ukrainians were very, very popular with myself and my two co-hosts at the time. And that song was Kievsky Express, which is a song about guys on a train going to Ukraine and then thinking, maybe home isn't such a bad place after all. The Ukrainians and Kievsky Express from their CD Kultura. Well, coming up next, since we're in the distant past, it is distant now. It doesn't seem like it when I think of add up those numbers. That's a long time ago. Nash Holos has been on the air. Coming up next is a song from a vinyl recording that also saw a lot of airplay back in the 1990s. One of the reasons is because one of the co-hosts was a member of this band. The band is Dumka, and the co-host, who was a member of Dumka back in the 1980s before he came to Vancouver to do things like host Nash Holos and other things, his name is Bohdan Zaitsev. And our other co-host was Eugene Lupinus, who is still hanging around Vancouver, kind of keeping a lower profile these days now that he's a happily married family man. Still miss you guys. Still have fond memories of those days. Here now is Dumka from their vinyl recording called Soundscape, and a song that we refer to among ourselves as Rollover Shevchenko. It is a song by Ukraine's equivalent to Robbie Burns, put to rather contemporary sound. Here they are now, Dumka with Sonce Zachodit, The Sun is Setting.
Сонце заходить, гори чорніють, пташечка дивне, полені міє. Радіють люди, що почтуть, а я дивлюся і серце милу. Темний садочок на Україні. Темний садочок на Україну. Лину я лину, гумагаю, і ніби серце відпочиває. Чорніє поле, і гай гори, на синє небо. Зоре, зоре, і сльози кануть. Чи ти зійшла вже в Україні, чи очікає тебе шукають. На небі синім, чи забувають, коли забуть. Мою доленьку, щоб і не чули, ой, про мою доленьку, щоб і не чули. Доленьку,
da bi ne čuli. Aj, bro, moju dolenku, da bi ne čuli.
La 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 la.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, hotel price hikes in Ukraine anger UEFA. Japan and Ukraine cooperate in nuclear disaster development. Ukraine bride selling, the country's fastest growing industry. I'm Keith Parent. 2 months before the European Football Championships kick off, UEFA President Michel Platini has blasted reports of price gouging in co-hosting Ukraine. Some hotels have raised rates despite existing contracts. Mike Fuller has the story from Kiev.
UEFA head Michel Platini was given a warm welcome to Ukraine by President Viktor Yanukovych. Platini then got a tour of Lviv Airport's new terminal built for the championship and got to help dedicate the building alongside the president. But at a later news conference, Platini slammed price hikes in the tourist industry.
I'm furious. We have made a lot of investments, and now we have to tell people that they can't come because there are bandits and crooks who want to make a lot of money.
German media have blamed some of the price rises on organized crime. Hotels have reportedly been forcibly seized by a mafia-like gang. The new owners have then canceled existing contracts and in some cases demanded up to tenfold increases.
You simply cannot raise hotel prices from 40 euros to 100 euros and then 500 euros from one day to the next. That's unheard of in any civilized country, and that includes Ukraine. People can't just do what they feel like. You have to abide by contracts, and I hope Ukraine will. Otherwise, people will not come.
It's hoped authorities will take action before it's too late and fans decide to cancel their travel plans.
Japan and Ukraine will join their efforts in liquidation of consequences of nuclear disasters. The respective resolution on deepening the relations with Ukraine have been unanimously approved by Japan's legislative body. The resolution of the Japanese parliament lists the experience that both Ukraine and Japan have had with nuclear plant accidents as the basis for ensuing bilateral cooperation. The two countries resolved to sustain world peace and further develop their partnership in perfecting post-accident response to nuclear emergencies. That's according to the recently signed agreement. Ukraine has 4 functioning nuclear power plants, while Japan boasts 16. Ukraine has experience in drastic nuclear disaster, from the infamous catastrophe that the majority of the people know as the Chernobyl disaster, which occurred on April 26, 1986. The explosion and fire at reactor number 4 at the power plant in the northern Ukraine area led to a massive radiation leak. Over 400,000 cubic meters of concrete and 7,300 tons of metal framework were used to lock in 16 tons of uranium and plutonium, 200 tons of radioactive material, and 30 tons of contaminated dust. One of the fastest growing exports for Ukraine is brides. Over the last few years, bridal agencies have been growing tenfold in Kiev. These agencies help young Ukrainian women find rich husbands from the United States. These agencies do have legal operating status, but many human rights activists say these so-called businesses are nothing more than selling women. Karen Sloan was in Odessa to visit for herself one of these meet-and-greet gatherings.
Jim DiGregorio has traveled to Ukraine to look for a wife.
An old-fashioned girl brought up in a strict family where maybe Papa was in charge, so she's used to a man being in charge. I prefer to be captain of my ship.
He's paid thousands of dollars to come on a romance tour to meet women like Galina. Not satisfied with the local dating pool, she wants to settle down and start a family. So she's hooked up with an agency to meet foreign men, hoping to find her destiny. The Ukrainians and the overseas visitors mix at events like this poolside party in Odessa, where the women vastly outnumber the men, and they're a lot younger, too. Posing and flirting are the order of the day, whether directly or through a translator.
And you look like a celebrity.
She looks like a celebrity.
Would Galina be pleased when the odd proposal pops up as well?
You going to marry me and come to the United States?
But there are those who are offended by this kind of bride industry, party atmosphere notwithstanding.
This phenomenon is a variation of prostitution and human trade. It has the same logic in it. Even with the claim the woman has chosen this, it is still the trade of a human being.
Still, the business is booming, especially online these days, and marriage agency manager Tatiana Tasueva sees nothing wrong in it.
If the girl is young and pretty, why shouldn't she sell herself and make a profit? If she's beautiful, why should she be poor?
Back in Odessa, meanwhile, they're having a swimsuit competition.
Judges from 1 to 10. So difficult, so difficult.
And whether the men on the romance tour like Jim DiGregorio find what they're looking for or not, it seems this method of hooking up may be here to stay.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
Ой, дівчина по рибі ходила в зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала з долею уяла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала з долею уяла.
Ой, козачі, молоди гуляю, ти від мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала з долею уяла. А я чорнява
Thank you.
носу, ой, боюся, віка не доношу.
А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею буяла. А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею буяла.
А я маю випити горілки, хочу знати, що я розумтівки.
А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею буяла. А я чорнява нічки не спала, нічки не спала, з долею буяла.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
That was the Volyn Ukrainian Song and Dance Ensemble, and that is from a CD called Smutny Vechir, Smutny Ranok, Sad Evening, Sad Morning, and that was a patriotic Ukrainian song called Hey Sokole, a song about eagles. Before them, you heard UB from Edmonton from their most recent CD called Homebrew, and a song about a girl going out to pick mushrooms. Great thing to do at this time of year. my favorite, Smuji Morels. Well, we're going to slow it down a little bit now with the female beat from Winnipeg, and this is from their most recent CD, Sealed with a Kiss, and the Queen of Hearts Waltz. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ radio network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. As well, you can listen to the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. Between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, at the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com, and on iTunes. And you can also follow Keith and me on Facebook and Twitter. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не все той рацію має, що інших картає. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who upbraids someone is not always right. Well, that just about wraps up another program here on Nash Holos. To take us home, the Ukrainian Oldtimers by special request from a loyal listener in Burnaby by the name of Jason Wood. And Jason, this one's for you, who stole the Kishka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
Кешку, хоч на правду кешку, хоч на
Нічки, то краще.